Hello and welcome to the Monex Daily Market Update for December 29. The US dollar is holding steady in familiar ranges as we approach the final days of 2025. December is shaping up to end with an overall loss of over 1% for the dollar, capping off what has been a turbulent year in foreign exchange markets. Looking ahead, 2026 does not seem poised to bring the same flurry of changes we've seen this year. Instead, it's expected to be a year of transition for businesses as they navigate established American protectionist policies across industries. For traders and analysts, the sentiment is shifting toward a year of de-escalation instead of escalation. Even ongoing geopolitical conflicts, such as the situation in Ukraine, could see efforts toward ceasefires and long-term peace, potentially stabilizing market conditions. Key data points to watch this week include the ADP weekly employment change and the FOMC minutes from the Federal Reserve's latest meeting, both set to release tomorrow. On Friday, December's S&P Global U.S. Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index will wrap up the week. The dollar is attempting to move away from its weakest levels since October, so these data releases could provide some momentum as we head into the new year. The euro is beginning to lose a bit of ground after recently reaching its highest value against the dollar since late September. With the year effectively over for Europe in terms of economic data releases, trading is expected to remain tight, and the euro is likely to stay in its current range as we prepare to hit the ground running next week. A key factor for the euro's performance in the coming days will be geopolitical developments, particularly whether Russia and Ukraine can find any common ground. Any progress on that front could move the needle for the shared currency in the short term. The Mexican peso is closing out December with an impressive 2% gain, showing resilience despite economic indicators pointing to some underlying weaknesses. Growth has been elusive for Mexico recently, and production has slowed compared to the height of the friendshoring trend. Latin America is entering a critical period of testing hemispheric leadership, and Mexico is emerging as more than just a connecting bridge between North America and the Pacific Rim. If 2026 brings renewed diplomatic and economic momentum, the peso could see further growth. This year, the peso has climbed 15%, showcasing its strength despite broader challenges. That wraps up today's market update. As we transition into 2026, all eyes will be on how global markets adjust to geopolitical shifts, economic challenges, and opportunities for growth. Stay tuned tomorrow as we keep you informed on the latest developments. Thank you for listening. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.